living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Have you ever heard of longboard therapy? Well, let me describe it. So longboard skating therapy is a solution-focused approach to helping people get over difficult life challenges. And my guest is its creator, Isaac Farron. Isaac, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks for having me, Doc.
So you know you catch everybody's attention when you simply say longboard therapy, right? You get that. What a great, I don't know how you came up with that, but that was a great idea. It's catchy, and it looks like it's working for people. What is it?
Yeah, it's great. It's something new and fun. It brings a different dynamic to psychotherapy. Basically, it's, you know, I started skateboarding a little later in my life, and it just wasn't working out for me because I couldn't do all the tricks and all the necessary things that I had to do. So I took on longboard skateboarding, which in most cases is a longer, wider, easier way to skateboard, let's say, for, you know, more inclusive. And okay. I realized that I was beginning to feel really good. I would use it after work, you know, just to relieve some stress and exercise. And I was wondering how many other people felt the same way. So after interviewing a bunch of people, I found out that everybody kind of feels that endorphin, dopamine rush, and they call it a flow. So I'm incorporating that into some of my sessions with some clients when it's therapeutically relevant.
So on your website, which I really like, and people can go to isaacfarrontherapy.com. And you can, there's some videos there. You can meet Isaac and read about him and all this. You talk about in one of the videos, I think, actually, with one of your patients, that it brings them into present moment awareness.
Sure.
What does that exactly mean?
Sure. Well, being in the present has a lot to offer. You know, a lot of my clients come in with you know, a variety of different challenges, but you know, many people, when they deal with past traumas or you know, anticipatory anxieties and stuff like that, they, you know, their mind, their wandering mind, takes them away from the present moment. And this is just a way to really focus on the present, because in most cases, you know, most of the clients I had, they're learning something new, so they have to rise to the new, you know, to the new challenge, right, which forces them to be in the moment. And, you know, that's one of the main themes. You know, I look at longboard therapy as not just the skateboarding, but the metaphor of longboard therapy, which is, you know, focusing, being in the moment, learning how to let go, you know, learning balance,
right,
you know,
right,
facing fears and stuff. So being in the moment is one of those properties.
And that's, Isaac, this is tough for us today, isn't it? I mean, kids, adults, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we're bombarded with so much information. It's a high-stress culture. It's very easy to not be in the moment, isn't it? So this is really kind of refocusing us on a particular activity, enjoying the environment. So I think that probably is really good for us, considering we have so many people vying for our attention in so many different ways. Are there specific types of people that benefit most from longboard therapy?
You know, this is very new. So the clients that I've had, they've been pretty wide-ranged. You know, I mean, one of my clients had, you know, wanted to, you know, deal with the challenge of a grief and loss situation. I've worked with a kid who had some anxiety and anger problems, another kid who was having issues in school, a woman who was dealing with past trauma. So it's been pretty varied, but you know, in focusing on what we were just talking about and being in the present moment, I mean, it's, you know, that mindfulness, that meditation approach, it can be used for so many people and so many different situations, because you know, the wandering mind is definitely a common factor with most people that I meet with, no matter what their challenges are.
So how does this work? If I were to come to you, I come into your office, we talk for a little bit, and then I assume you hand me a helmet, maybe some pads? Right, and I mean, I'm sure you do. Maybe sign a waiver or something. So
sure,
I do this,
sure,
I hurt
sure.
myself, and what
yeah,
do we do? Well, we just get outside.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you a little bit about the process. I mean, some people are calling me directly for the longboard therapy based on word of mouth, or if they saw me on TV or read an article I write for a longboarding magazine called Concrete Wave. And so I'm either getting direct phone calls, or I'm getting a regular client who comes in. Let's say they want to deal with, you know, a breakup, and they want to handle that better. They just broke up with their partner. They would come in, just like for, you know, a regular therapy session. And if I feel that it could be therapeutically relevant, then I would offer different types of therapy. For instance, one of my specializations is in mindfulness and meditation. I'm a certified clinical hypnotherapist, and now I just get to offer another intervention, which is longboard therapy. And if they're interested, then they will generally come back to the office for one more time, so I can get a little more of a history, and we can do some of goal creation stuff. And then we're meeting in the park, and I come prepared with helmets and full pads and a waiver.
And the waiver is there, isn't it?
there is a waiver, and you know, we start on the board on the grass, do some meditations, and just go
well,
from there.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something here, Isaac. So, do you see? Obviously, it's not specific to longboard skating. Is this now going to be a springboard for you into incorporating other types of physical activities? I mean, have you started a craze here? And I hate to use that word, because I think this is actually grounded in some really good science, right? But what's next? Is it longboard surfing? Is it? I mean, do you see this going elsewhere?
Yeah, well, longboard therapy was not first. I actually, you know, when I started thinking about it, I did some research to see if it was out there. You know, who feels good from skating and all that. And I actually saw a few different places in California. They're doing surf therapy out there. So this is something quite similar, you know, with some different components. But this is, you know, surfing on wheels. Right. And you know, who knows, maybe somebody will come up with fishing therapy or some other funky type of therapy. But yeah, this is...
And so the underlying theme is that present moment awareness thing. You mentioned the surfing. I know that they're using surfing therapy for kids with autism, and it's working really well.
Absolutely.
So I do think this has this kind of application. So I do encourage... Let me go ahead and give the website again here. It's isaacfarrantherapy.com. Is there another site or a number people can call to reach you?
Yeah, sure. And you can also go to longboardtherapy.com, and that will be a direct link to my webpage as well. And I can be reached at area code 305-332-7181. Or I take emails and answer them daily at isaacfarrantherapy@gmail.com.
Okay, so we got Isaac Farrant Therapy, longboardtherapy.com, and that number. Let me ask you one more question. So, what kind of, do you see this working really well with kids versus adults? Is there any, because I noticed on your website you had a couple of nice videos about kids. Is that kind of your focus with this?
You know what? There is no focus yet, because it's just so new, and my clients have been so varied. My first client was a 49-year-old man. My second client was a 15-year-old teen. My third client was an 11-year-old. You know, now I'm working with some folks in their 20s. Mm. So, you know, I could see it appealing to kids, but I definitely wouldn't hesitate to recommend it to any of, you know, my, you know, adolescent or adult clients who,
nice,
you know, who can handle it physically, obviously. But yeah, I'd recommend it to anybody where I find therapeutic necessity, sure.
Isaac, thank you so much for coming on. IsaacFarrantTherapy.com or LongboardTherapy.com. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. Nice websites. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.